KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, taking a look at local sports from around the area last night, Atlantic picked up a couple of wins in a double dual wrestling meet. Atlantic Cam defeating Red Oak 48-23, and it was Atlantic Cam over Creston 40-27. Red Oak also defeated Creston 74-36. That meet held in Creston last night. Also, at a four-team meet at Traynor, it was Shenandoah beating Griswold 46-12. Traynor over Shenandoah 48-24. Traynor down Kemper Catholic 42-31. Traynor over Griswold 66-12. Kemper Catholic beat Shenandoah 42-24. Kemper Catholic over Griswold 46-18. In a triangular Griswold there at Clarinda last night, it was Clarinda over Denison 65-12. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 49-28 and Lewis Central over Denison 65-12. At Glenwood last night, Harlan downed Glenwood 47-28. Harlan beat Southwest Iowa 72-6. Harlan 82-0 over St. Albert. Glenwood beat Southwest Iowa 54-30. Glenwood over St. Albert 78-0. And it was Southwest Iowa 60-18 over St. Albert. Underwood won a couple of matches last night over Creighton Prep. Underwood beating Omaha Westside 48-36 and Underwood over Creighton Prep 44-36. Also at a meet at Missouri Valley, it was Mo Valley over Thomas Jefferson 55-12. Missouri Valley beat West Harrison 78-6. Missouri Valley over Logan Magnolia 39-34. Logan Magnolia beat Thomas Jefferson 54-27. Logan Magnolia over West Harrison 84-0. And Thomas Jefferson over West Harrison 78-0 last night in wrestling. In high school boys basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic picking up a 61-34 victory over Red Oak. Creston beat Shenandoah 60-56. Lewis Central over Glenwood 75-59. St. Albert beat Kemper Catholic 60-54. Bedford over Clarinda 74-66. Denison topping Carroll in overtime 74-69. Blair, Nebraska beat Harlan 54-49. Boys Western Iowa Conference basketball saw Tri-Center beat AHSTW 41-37. It was Audubon over Missouri Valley 70-42. IKM Manning topping Logan Magnolia 41-36. Traynor beat Underwood 84-55. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva over Exira EHK 66-65. Coon Rapids Bayard beating Cam 48-43. West Harrison topping Glidden Ralston 68-39. Woodbine 89-56 winners over Peyton Sherdan. In the Corner Conference, it was Stanton over Griswold 92-27. Sydney over Heartland Christian 65-26. Clarinda Academy beat Essex 74-36. East Mills over Fremont Mills 52-43. Also out of the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley beating Southwest Valley 75-27. Mount Air topping Lennox 56-28 in boys basketball. In girls high school hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Red Oak defeating Atlantic 54-50. Shenandoah over Creston 60-52. Lewis Central topping Glenwood 53-47. Kemper Catholic beat St. Albert 66-60. It was Bedford over Clarinda 53-32. Carroll over Denison 54-53. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beating Tri-Center 51-41. Audubon over Missouri Valley 74-28. IKM Manning, winner over Logan Magnolia 50-42. Traynor beat Underwood 55-25. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK over Arweva 47-36. Cam defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 80-47. Glenn Ralston beat West Harrison 72-47. Peyton Sherdan over Woodbine 61-36. Out of the Corner Conference, it was Griswold over Stanton 43-38. Sydney beat Heartland Christian 55-23. Essex over South Page 62-44. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 47-23. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley 68-60 winners over Southwest Valley, and Mount Air beat Lennox 56-28. That's in girls basketball last night. In women's college hoops, Becca Hittner scored 23 points to lead number 21 Drake past Clark College 91-43. Sarah Ryan had 22 points, making all 10 of her shots for Drake. A record crowd of 6,031 at the Knapp Center was on hand for the annual game for elementary and middle school students. The Bulldogs lead the country in assists. They had 29 last night. Maddie Monahan had 7 of those as Drake goes to 8-1 on the season. University of Iowa senior Megan Gustafson earned her fourth consecutive Big Ten Player of the Week award. Conference made that announcement earlier this week. Gustafson averaging 29 points and 11 rebounds in a pair of games this week, shooting 77.4% from the field and 91% from the free throw line. In an ACC Big Ten Challenge matchup against top-ranked Notre Dame, Gustafson netted 26 points on 11 for 16 shooting. She also registered 10 rebounds, collecting her 60th double-double. Sunday, Gustafson scored a season-high 32 points on 13 of 15 shooting from the floor in just 23 minutes against Robert Morris. Well, the first of two nights of Cy-Hawk Series basketball begins in Iowa City tonight with the women's game as 15th-ranked Iowa hosts Iowa State. The Hawkeyes will be in search of their third straight win in the series, and their 61-55 victory in Ames a year ago was the first by a road team since 2006.
I think both teams are too good to rely on the home court advantage, though. I mean, I think that we make no assumptions because we're on our home court. We love that we're on our home court, but we also think that both teams are really, really good, and, you know, that negates that a little bit.
Luter says a key will be guarding Iowa State senior Bridget Carlson, who averages just over 17 points and 10 rebounds a game.
She is a handful to guard, and she just is so effective in so many different ways, whether it's shooting threes or driving or posting up. She is just an all-around great basketball player and somebody that we're going to have to really, really work hard on defending.
Iowa counters with senior Megan Gustafson, who averages just under 25 points a game and more than 12 rebounds.
Her numbers are staggering. I don't know that we could shoot 77% if it was a 5-on-0 drill. It's a great showcase for not only two very good teams, I think, but two outstanding players that have impacted their universities, impacted their programs, and have brought some national attention to the programs.
That's ISU coach Bill Fenley, who says the Hawkeyes surround her with a lot of weapons.
They share the ball well. They know how to get her the ball. They're very good at timing of getting her the ball. And they've surrounded her with skilled kids that are experienced. And you put those things together, and that puts together a really, really good team.
Cyclones are 6-1 on the season coming into tonight's matchup. We'll have it for you here on the radio. 6:45, the broadcast starts. 7 o'clock is tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Also, earlier tonight, we'll have Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey with Hawk Talk at 5:15 this evening, and that'll lead into tomorrow night's matchup. The men's matchup will also be held in Iowa City tomorrow night between Iowa and Iowa State. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, number 2 Kansas beat Wofford 72-47. 5th-ranked Michigan over Northwestern 62-60. Number 8 Auburn beats UNC Asheville 67-41. 22nd-ranked Mississippi State over McNeese State, 90-77. Furman, number 25, beat Elon, 98-77. The University of Iowa men's basketball team has signed a contract to play the University of Cincinnati as part of the Chicago Legends next season. The Hawkeyes and Bearcats will play on a neutral court at the United Center in Chicago December 21st of 2019 as part of a 4-team men's college basketball doubleheader. Dayton will face Colorado in the other contest. In football news, Ohio State coach Urban Meyer says it was a series of factors that led to his decision to step down. He announced Tuesday that he'll be retiring after the Rose Bowl on January 1st. Co-offensive coordinator Ryan Day will become the team's 25th head coach after the game. Meyer says his headaches have become a persistent problem. He also says he's not sure he's able to coach at the intense, demanding level that he's used to for more than 30 years. Meyer was 81-9 with a national championship with Ohio State after 6 years at Florida, where he won 2 national titles. Maryland has hired Alabama offensive coordinator Mike Locksley as its head football coach, bringing home a familiar presence after the most tumultuous year in the program's recent history. Locksley will take over after a season defined by tragedy and turmoil. Offensive lineman Jordan McNair died of heat stroke in June after a spring practice, and in the wake of his death came allegations of bullying and intimidation by coach DJ Durkin and one of his assistants. President Donald Trump will attend Saturday's Army-Navy game in Philadelphia. The White House confirmed Trump's attendance to the Associated Press yesterday. Trump also went to the 2016 game when he was president-elect. Trump will be the 10th sitting president to attend Army-Navy, a tradition that began with Theodore Roosevelt in 1901. Barack Obama was the most recent president to attend the game in 2011 at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. Navy Athletic Director Chet Gladchuk said at the annual pregame luncheon in Philadelphia last week that the school is always prepared for the president to attend. The 108th football meeting between Army and Navy will be the 20th game attended by a president. Offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey is leaving Auburn, taking the same job at Kansas. New Kansas head coach Les Miles has named Lindsey to his staff. Lindsey has been Auburn's offensive coordinator for the last two seasons. In 2017, Auburn's offense was just the eighth in SEC history to rush and pass for 3,000 yards. Lindsey has also been offensive coordinator at Southern Miss and at Arizona State. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.